Big Joe, what day is it?
All right, today is February, October 18, 2019, National Chocolate Cupcake Day.
Nah.
Just eat the top of it and throw the rest away. Get the icing and the frosting and then move on from that. National No Beard Day. Not in here, buddy.
No, we're beard.
Not in here.
We're bearded.
We are hiding from the law. We are with beards. Greg, honor of you, World Menopause Day. That's take a minute and pause and honor men, right? So congratulations
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's what it is, Joe.
And World Student Day, which I was very much close to being a world student. But I was able to graduate and pull myself together and still haven't accomplished much. All right, hit it, Charlie.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.
The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on the promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my head.
All right, this day sports history, October the 18th. Download that WNSR app, listen to us, or go to WNSR.com. Click the listen live button and listen live. 1873, Greg, on this day. Four college football teams come together to set the ground rules for college football, for collegiate football. Give me two of the four.
Yale, Harvard.
Yale's one.
Yale, Harvard,
nope.
Princeton.
That's two. Good job, buddy. Can he go for all four?
Columbia.
That's three.
And
this next school is where Butch Jones will be coaching in 2020.
He's not going to be coaching at Rutgers.
There you go. That's four.
You know who's going to be coaching at Rutgers? Joe Moorhead. They're going to make a and get him. Yeah, he sees he can't win in the West. He's from that part of the country.
He's only been there a year and a half.
Doesn't matter. Rutgers is going to go after him.
Okay,
wait and see.
He's not going to win at Rutgers either. Or would you rather win Rutgers or
you could lose longer at Rutgers?
True. 1924, the Galloping Ghost plays his first football game. How many touchdowns did he score?
Red Grange, right?
Red Grange.
Get that first. In a game, eight.
Four long touchdown runs.
Oh, okay.
1950, this guy retires as manager of the Philadelphia Athletics after managing for 50 years. He's got a lady's first name.
This one's going to really pee me off.
Good.
Connie Hawkins.
Connie Mack.
God bless. I had the Connie part.
1960, this guy retires as manager of the New York Yankees. 1960. Won 10 pennants in 12 years.
Yogi Berra?
Casey Stengel.
Mm-hmm. Good Lord.
Come on, man.
That was awful.
1968, this young man sets a long jump record in Mexico City. He's got a car dealership downtown Nashville.
Bob Beeman.
That's right, man. Good job, buddy.
Didn't know that he. I thought Lee Beeman owned that.
I think it's Bob Beeman.
And it was Lee that was won the gold medal.
That's correct.
What's he doing these days?
Moving on. 1977. I distinctly remember this. This guy hits three consecutive home runs, tying Bob Ruth's series record.
Bob Ruth.
Yeah.
Reggie Jackson.
Give me the pitcher he hit it off of was one of them.
The young kid.
Who was the knuckle?
Bert Hooten.
Man, oh, man.
I'll get there sooner or later.
You will. All right, that's it. That's it for that. All right, time for celebrity birthdays. Charlie's on your run the week 3-1, but Greg, you can kind of feel good. You can get a moral victory.
Oh, can I say something real quick I hadn't said yet? I don't think I've said it. Today's Clay's birthday.
You said it earlier.
Okay, all right.
26.
I have a jazz show. 28.
Where's he going today? I bet he's going to pick a pumpkin patch.
Yeah, Grace's. Yeah.
Grace is what?
26. Clay's 28.
Grace taking him to the pumpkin patch?
No.
What are we having for dinner tonight?
This is Clay's choice. We're doing, we couldn't get everybody all together. We're going to go to a Japanese steakhouse for lunch Sunday. Mm-hmm. Tonight, he picked double cut pork chops on the charcoal grill.
Okay.
That's what he wanted.
Why don't you take him to the Omni Hut?
It's closed.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, it has been for
about a year.
Yeah.
What? A little over a year, yeah. Omni Hut is there.
Yeah, maybe if you'd visited more than once.
Yeah, it was
crushed.
Yeah, it was there for what, 30 years?
Yep, 40
long time.
Yeah, long time. If people don't know, on the main drag there in Smyrna, yeah. Omni Hut, yeah.
Oh, man.
It's a good practice round for birthdays for Greg right here.
Mm-hmm. Ruined my day. All right, first up, Jean-Claude Van Damme. Tired of the cursing.
62.
59,
exactly.
See, let's just stop right now.
What's the movie where the Penguins were in the Stanley Cup and he tried to stop the...
Tried? How dare you? He did stop the damn terrorists. Sudden death.
Sudden death, yes.
And he's credited with a save in the Stanley Cup final against the Chicago Blackhawks.
That's right.
And he knows exactly how old he is.
Oh, my goodness. All right.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's only one of the biggest stars of my lifetime.
Yeah, get it together, Greg. Winston Marsalis.
Now we're in my.
Well, he knows how old he is. Go ahead.
Did I sound now, like?
You do I sound wrong. Like? Yeah, that? You do sometimes.
Oh,
is
wow.
It Winton or Winston?
It's Winton.
Winton.
It's Winton.
Let's make sure they didn't spell this incorrectly. Yeah.
It's actually Winston that we're talking about,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, no, Winton. Of course, his brother ran.
You know, Bradford.
Uh-huh. And also Del Feo.
No, Justin works somewhere else.
Del Feo. Winton Marsalis is 62.
63.
58. All that for that.
All that.
Charlie Sonny's best friend, Lindsey Vonn. How old is her birthday today?
39.
40.
35. Maybe she can ruin the Devils, too.
They're already crap.
Zac Efron, who played an amazing Ted Bundy.
38.
39.
32. Actress Dawn Wells from Gilligan's Island. Mm-hmm.
She was...
What was her
she
name?
She was Marianne.
Marianne. That's
what you look at me. Like, what's her name? So you're, she is, I'm going to say 79.
78.
81. Tied at ones. She lived here for a while. Actor Joe Morton, he was shot and killed in Terminator 2. He's the one that designed the robot. Good actor. He's also...
He was the one that was shot and killed in Terminator 2.
He was. He was also in... Speed. He was one of the cops in Speed.
I think they left like a couple hundred corpses in Terminator 2. Yeah. I don't think there was one.
Right.
He was the one that was shot.
She shot him.
Okay, 65.
70.
72. Sonia on the edge. No. Oh, my God. What are you doing? Get out of here.
Okay, I'll Google it. I just want to see what he looks like.
Good actor. He's a great actor.
That was an invasion of your personal
My
space.
Lord.
It doesn't matter.
Joe, I think you're allowed to leave for the rest of the day.
Mork and Mindy, Pam Dauber.
Married to?
Mark Harmon.
Mark Harmon. She is 60.
65.
69. Yes, I know Joe Morton.
Yeah, I know him. Let me see the list again. I'm trying to find somebody we know of. R&B singer Ne-Yo. Ne-Yo. How old is Ne-Yo?
40.
These mics are sensitive.
I am totally done.
I'm done for the day. I'll see you guys later.
45.
Who?
Ne-Yo.
Ne-Yo, I don't know.
I'm not picking up a whiff of his age here. 37.
40. You're so close, man.
Oh, by the way, Hawkeye Jason, October 19th, 2018. So that was 1 year ago tomorrow. They closed. Was their last day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening. Mike Ditka.
70.
He just got a thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
That's the same as a bless your heart.
Yeah, bless his heart. 70, anyway. 77.
Dick is 78.
He's 80. Charlie wins, yeah, 3-1.
That was a shock.
Greg, here's your song. Top song, 1987. The guy who sings this song married a girl that went to Good Pastor High School and had a major role in the movie Dirty Dancing. This is her husband at the time.
All that. Wow.
You got this.
How do you know?
Because I mean, do it. Let me say it again. Guy sings this song, married a girl with a Good Pastor High School, great dancer, had a lead role, one of the lead roles in Dirty Dancing. He's now married to Daisy Fuentes.
Is that Rick Springfield?
Close, but no.
It's not close if it's not that person.
Unless he's trying to give you a hint about how close the first name might have been.
Oh, Springfield, Tennessee.
Rick
Ainsley.
Richard
Thomas.
Yeah, the guy from The Walt is singing this. I'm not telling you. His grandfather started communism. Karl Marx.
Richard Carl.
I'm Tom Hodges of Goggin Cold Hall, a regional refrigerated company that operates within a 500-mile radius of our home in Smyrna, Tennessee. We're seeking professional drivers to join our family-owned business. Our number one priority of serving our customers is by taking care of our employees first. With a $1,000 sign-on bonus plus a driver referral program, Goggin Cold Hall offers an excellent benefit package with a 401k retirement plan, paid vacations and holidays, insurance options, and a competitive pay structure that includes weekly, monthly, and quarterly bonuses. No Northeast travel, no touch freight, and with our late model Freightliner and Kenworth equipment, we promise to treat you in a first-class manner. If you're interested in joining our family at Goggin Cold Hall, please visit www.goggincold.com. That's www.goggincold.com or call us at 931-225-3873. That's Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town.